Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you for the great truths contained in the words that we have heard. In this week, the week to commemorate the suffering of Jesus, guide us with the power of your Spirit, opening our hearts and minds to your truth. Prepare our hearts and minds to receive everything you want us to learn today. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. This morning, exactly 10 past 12, I received a phone call from my younger sister, and she told me her husband, who retired as a bank manager last year, to accept the calling to be an elder and treasurer in the one big church in my village. So I said to her, thanks God, because this is the calling from God. So I just encouraged him to commitment and hold the promise. Because as a human, sometimes we easily to break our promise when we promise to do something. So I think this is very important to remind them. And I said to her, I'm sorry, I have to hang up the phone because this is already 10 past 12, so I will call you after the service. During this Lent week, I believe since the Lent one, every church in this earth prepare themselves to celebrate and to renew our memory why we come to this stage to celebrate the Lent week. If we compare with the before Christmas, we have 4 weeks as an Advent week to welcome the promise of God when God said, I promise I will send Jesus Christ who born in Bethlehem. And 7 weeks to remember and renew our mind and renew our heart why we celebrate 7 weeks to prepare our heart before Easter. So in some churches, I hope Living Water keep the content every time you prepare the Lent week. Usually they have 7 candles, so every week you light 1 candle with the color of purple, dark purple, to remember why we come to this week to prepare our heart before Easter. And also we use the color dark purple to remember, to remind us why we prepare ourselves during this Lent week, 7 weeks. And also in the minister's stole, I didn't wearing my stole, but sometimes they put the symbol to remind us why we put the symbol in our stole. And I remember, and I remind members in the Darwin Memorial Congregation 2 weeks ago about the symbol we use. The reason why I want to bring or remind everyone in this church, in this earth today, why we do that. Because often we forgot, because we're busy with other activity and we forget about very important things to remind the congregation about the symbol we use in this Lent week. So the fish in our stall, we put the fish. What kind of symbol we use that? The fish is a secret code among early Christians found in the grave or underground tunnel. And I remind myself, as indigenous people, if you went or you go to the community, sometimes under the ground, you see all the symbol they put in the rock or we found somewhere. And that's very important to think about it, what kind of symbol. And that's very sacred message for them. And for us as a Christian too, that sacred sacred symbol for us to think about. In Greek, the word feast, they call ictus. Ictus means feast. It's the initial Greek letter for Christ. So that's very important. I want to remind you why we come to this Lent week. Ictus. So every single word from this feast or ictus means Jesus Christo, to theo soter. That means Jesus Christ, sons of God, Savior. Jesus Christos, to theos sotero. That means Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. I think very important for us to think about it. Why the symbol talking? That means Jesus Christ, Son of God, our Savior. Today we enter the observe the fifth Sunday of Lent. We observe Christ's patience and willingness to suffer, to redeem, and restore our broken relationship with God. This morning we will learn about God's grace in our lives from time to time. Why we have to talking about God's grace from time to time. Because again, God sent his son Jesus Christ to coming to restore our broken relationship with God because of our sins. As God's chosen people, Israel should have lived based on the God commands or God's law written in the Torah from long, long time ago. But they often deny and oppose the law. For these reasons, Jeremiah was sent to proclaim God's grace in the form of a new promise of salvation. I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and the people of Judah. God's promise of salvation was not written on a nail restored, even as the high priest, he sacrificed himself through the cross. So before Jeremiah, God already sent like Moses and others to coming to tell, because God never break his promise. So he sent all the leaders to coming and to promote God's grace to his chosen people. The goal is for everyone to believe that Jesus is the Savior and that whoever believes in him will find grace and salvation. This form of God's grace was also expressed by Jesus himself when he announced his own death in the Gospel of John. The Gospel paints a picture of the necessary sacrifice of Jesus. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. When I come to the word of seeds, I always ask Louis, because sometimes our accent will say different meanings. That's why I make sure I will tell what I have to say, because otherwise people will say, whoa, what Tracy is talking about the seeds? Because I have to remind myself with my tongue. Very important. Jesus announced his death through the cross as a form of obedience to the Father. And by doing so, has paid our sinful debt in full and now have salvation. This is, when I read this one, touch my heart. That's why I mentioned to Pak Dale, I think we skip the Hebrew, but Pak Dale mentioned something very important. Jesus as a human in Hebrew said, he cried out because he witnessed in he, and he saw his people always deny or broken the relationship and the promise to God. And this is very important for us to think about it, why Jesus sent his only son to suffering for us. Through the resurrection, he also revealed his power of death and the eternal life. This Lent season, or we call the weeks of sufferings, allow us to reflect on what things we can do as a Christian in this life to die. God loves us with an eternal love that has been sealed in the heart of every believer. We receive salvation, restoration, forgiveness, and renewal of life. However, it is not impossible for us to act like the people of Israel who often ignores God's commands or words in their life. Even though we know God as a Savior, our hearts are still in darkness. This is the time for us to renew our attitude towards life and return to the right path in this life. In Psalm 51, David extraordinarily confessed his wrongdoings against God, his relationship with Bathsheba, in his crime of murdering her husband. We know David denied he's doing very wrong when he's doing something wrong with Bathsheba. And not only stop that, but he decided to kill Uriah, his hero, when they go out for war. He asked to kill him because to cover up what's wrong with him when we coming to doing something wrong with Bathsheba. God did know so that other people can see Jesus through the character. Why David confessed the extraordinary sin he already did in his life. He asked God, come to the state when he realized, this is really bad. I'm already doing something wrong. But not only that, because God used Nathan to rebuke David. Just like David, we must come before God in deep confession and repentance too during this Lent week. Because often in our life, we always broken our promise to God through our family life, through our relationship with others in our life today. Without repentance, we will not experience grace and peace. This Lent season is the right time for us to return to obedience and loyalty to God. God is always waiting for us to return to Him, admit our sins and mistakes before Him by renewing our life. We are willing to abandon habits that are not pleasing to God. We must be willing to change our attitudes, behaviors, our words from harsh to gentle, from destructive to constructive. All of this requires our sincerity and willingness. God loves us with agape love. Pak Dale just put in the songs unfailing love. But God loves us with agape love, means unconditional love. He was willing to give his only son to die in our place, to live in that grace so that the other people can see Jesus through the character reflected in us as the follower of Christ so that they glorify God. One time, if people ask me to sacrifice my only son, Louis, maybe I think about it. What kind of message you want me to sacrifice my only son? I said, Abraham, we remember the story about Abraham. When God tested his faith, asked to sacrifice his only own son, Isaac. But he followed God's command to go and sacrifice his own son. And God said to him, stop, now I know you keep your promise more than yourself. So stop, I already prepared some to you can put as a sacrifice with your son. And I think this is very important for us again to during this Lent week. We promise to coming to serve God through the congregation. But sometimes in the middle of our way, maybe because we all different, sometimes we said, oh no, he doesn't want to listen to me. So I don't want to. I want to stop. Easily for people to say, I want to stop to serve God through the congregation. That reminds me again my conversation with my own sister this morning. I said, commitment and hold the promise. Because you will dealing not only with the church council, but you will dealing with the congregation as well. In the middle, sometimes people will complaining about the way you're doing things. But you promise not only for the congregation, but you promise to God as well. You think about if Jesus, in the middle of suffering, and Jesus said, oh, Father, I don't want again, because this is too heavy for me. But he said, not what I want, but what you want me to do. And this is challenge for us today when we come to this Lent week together. The next action is to get to know Jesus Christ better. The Bible mentions many things about the identity of Jesus Christ, such as the Messiah, Son of Man, Son of God, Good Shepherd, Life, Light of Life, and so on. The writer of Hebrews tells us that Jesus is the high priest, an intermediary who connects us to God, by whom we are forgiven and saved. To get to know Christ better, our relationship with Jesus must be good. We build communication of faith through prayer and long to always listen to the words through reading, the meditating on God's word. But Dial mentioned something very important too in Psalm 51, verse 12, when David, very strong, said, restore to me the joy of your salvation, your Savior. And that's very important to remind us. David already doing something wrong, but when come to the stage, when Prophet Nathan coming and rebuke his relationship, he come to the stage to say, God, wash away all my sin, and I want to come back to you. And this is very important for all of us in this life to die. Learning to be humble is the key to facing suffering, because not easy for today's world to be suffering, tell the truth. People will say, I don't want to listen to him or to her. But sometimes to tell the truth, to make good things, people don't like. Because people always easily to get away or get the easy way. Come to the stage, I remember my father's advice to all of us. My father and mother have 10 kids. And he always tell us like this. If telling the truth for the start is hard, but for the rest, for the future, it's good. But if you're lying because the situation is easy for you, but when people find out, that's bad. Telling the truth sometimes suffering, because people don't like, in this life today, people don't like to tell you the truth. That sin, don't do that. People will say, who cares? I can do whatever I want. But as a Christian, because we know Jesus died on the cross, restored the promise, he wants us to do that too. And that's not easy for us. That's why I said learning to be humble is the key to face the suffering as a witness of Christ in this life today. We cannot avoid suffering, but must face suffering with one answer. God's faithfulness never leaves us. Forever God is faithful, remind all of us. God's faithfulness never leaves you alone in this life today when you're telling the truth, even though you're suffering. The world and the people can change, but God's faithfulness never changes. Suffering teaches us the valuable lesson of appreciating our time on earth. The problem we face makes us grow and become stronger individuals. It gives us the fighting power to rise from failure's fall and transform from within yourself to motivate and inspire others to face the life. The video Padael put from the Hebrew teaching, I don't want to come to tell you again, but that's very strong message for us today, to talking about the seed have to die before grow. We as a human, sometimes we suffering because we have to kill all the bitterness in our heart. Our attitude sometimes have to coming to die before God transform us to become a good people in this life. Because we face today lots of struggle. We see people, our children, they're not scared, stealing the car. Even people here, crowd here, but they don't care. They don't care because they're doing bad things because they struggle in this life to die. We as a church, we're supposed to tell the truth. The reason why I say that, because we found in this life to die, church members less and less every day. But I'm glad to see you all today. During this Lent week, we're sitting there together to listening. God promised to us never fail. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, to die on the cross to save us from this life today. This is the message we have to go and spread to people outside there. As I said, we're suffering, but this is what we have to do because Jesus already suffering before us. I will close with this story coming from John Chrysostom, early church father. His nickname in Greek called Chrysostomos, meaning golden mouth, because every single word coming out from his mouth is precious. Every single word coming from his mouth bring the message from God for this life to die. He said this word about the privilege of suffering as a people or as a children of God. He said this: if the empress decided to banish me, let her banish me. The earth belongs to the Lord and everything in it. If they throw me into the sea, I will remember Jonah. When Jonah denied and ran away when God sent him to Nineveh to tell people to repentance, and they throw him to the sea and the fish coming and swallow him. So if that throws me into the sea, I will remember Jonah. If he had thrown me into the fiery furnace, the three sons, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have been there before me. If he throws me into the wild beast, I will remember that Daniel was in the lion's den. If he condemns me to stoning, I will be a companion of Stephen, the martyr. If he wanted to behead me, then John the Baptist would have received the same punishment. If he takes away my essence, naked I came out of my mother's womb naked. I will return into it. This is very important remind of us how important. Sometimes we suffering, but during this Lent of week, I invite you to remind why Jesus died for us. First, commit ourselves through prayer. Communicate with God in our daily time of prayer. Every 5 o'clock, I wake up. That's why when I start to pray before I preach the word of God, my heart cry because I witness today. Lots of struggle because we forget to communicate with God through our prayer. We forgot our time to reading the Bible so the word of God can guide our heart to suffering together, because Jesus already suffering before us. So I challenge you today to commitment. Commit yourself during, because we will come next 2 weeks to celebrate Easter. Use the time. Long ago, people liked to fasting, to pray, to invite God. First to our family, time together. Because we witness the brokenness in our relationship, in our family. Our brokenness in our time together as a members of the congregation. Our broken relationship within us in our church. Local and national as well. This is the good time to communicate with God. God, what you want me to do? To restore, to bring reconciliation to this world broken today. I challenge you all today. And this is important to reflect before we celebrate Easter today. I like to use this opportunity to invite you before we go back to our activity after the service to use this prayer before we receive the blessing from God. So I invite you to, can you please put your hand on your heart, and I will say this word. Father God, fill us with your love. Help us to love you and everything that you have made. Let's point to our eyes. Lord Jesus, help us to see you and to see others the way that you see them too. Let's point to our ears. Holy Spirit, help us to hear you and give us courage to do what you say. And the blessing from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.